انتشارات زبان دانشجو تقدیم می کند. متون روانشناسی به زبان ساده.
Psychological texts in easy language.
تألیف محمد مهدی خادمزاده، عضو هیئت علمی گروه روانشناسی دانشگاه آزاد اسلامی، واحد تهران مرکزی. گوینده متن سید محمد حسین موسوی نسب، پژوهشگر تلویزیونی و تحلیلگر شبکه‌های خارجی. تلفظ لغات و جمله‌ها در این کتاب بر اساس تلفظ آمریکایی می‌باشد. متون روانشناسی به انگلیسی بخش اول.
Section 1. Psychological texts in English.
درس اول.
Lesson 1. What is psychology? Psychology is both an applied and academic field that studies the human mind and behavior. Researchers in psychology seek to understand and explain how we think, act, and feel. As most people have already realized, a large part of psychology is devoted to the diagnosis and treatment of mental health issues. In addition to mental health, psychology can be applied to a variety of issues that impact health and daily life, including performance enhancement, self-help, ergonomics, motivation, productivity, and much more. Psychology evolved out of both philosophy and biology. Discussions of these two subjects date back to the early Greek thinkers, including Aristotle and Socrates. The word psychology is derived from the Greek words psyche, which means soul, and logia, meaning study of. Psyche, meaning soul, and logia, meaning study of, are the Greek words for psychology too. The emergence of psychology as a separate and independent field of study truly came about when Wilhelm Wundt established the first experimental psychology lab in Leipzig, Germany, in 1879. Wundt's work was focused on describing the structures that compose the mind. This perspective relied heavily on the analysis of sensations and feelings through the use of introspection, a highly subjective process. Wundt believed that properly trained individuals would be able to accurately identify the mental processes that accompanied feelings, sensations, and thoughts. Today, psychologists prefer to use more objective scientific methods to understand, explain, and predict human behavior. Psychological studies are carefully structured, beginning with a hypothesis that is then empirically tested. The discipline has two major areas of focus: academic psychology and applied psychology. Academic psychology focuses on the study of different subtopics within psychology, including personality, social behavior, and human development. These psychologists conduct basic researches that seek to expand our theoretical knowledge, while other researchers conduct applied researches that seek to solve everyday problems. Applied psychology focuses on the use of different psychological principles to solve real-world problems. Examples of applied areas of psychology include forensic psychology, ergonomics, and industrial organizational psychology. Many other psychologists work as therapists, helping people overcome mental, behavioral, and emotional disorders. As psychology moved away from its philosophical roots, psychologists began to employ more and more scientific methods to study human behavior. Contemporary researchers employ a variety of scientific techniques, including experiments, correlational studies, longitudinal researchers, and others to test, explain, and predict behavior. Psychology is a broad and diverse field. A number of different subfields and specialty areas have been emerged. The following are some of the major areas of research and application within psychology. Abnormal psychology, biological psychology, clinical psychology, cognitive psychology, comparative psychology, developmental psychology, forensic psychology, industrial organizational psychology, personality psychology, school psychology, social psychology, and exceptional children psychology.